Public Works Committee meeting to order for January 5th, 2026. The first item on the agenda is approval of minutes from December 1st and two sets of minutes from December 15th.
Move it. Second.
Are there any questions or comments? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Minutes are passed. All right, let's go right to the Highway Fund. You've got several items on your agenda.
Good morning.
Good morning.
For all the new legislators, I'm Todd Housel. I'm the Deputy Commissioner of the Public Works Department. We'll start off with the highway. Requesting authorization to transfer $533,230.80 from the 2025 Bridge Project Fund to Bridge Unassigned. Do you want me to go through all of them or one by one?
Let's do one by one. Okay. And Jack, would you mind a brief, or Jack or Todd, a brief description on what this is doing so the new legislators understand what we're doing?
Yeah, Todd, you want to handle that? You want me to?
You can, if you'd like to.
So we are not a government entity that kind of, you know, spends it or loses it, where there's a lot of year-end activity that departments are burning through money. Departments are very disciplined, and if there is funds that they don't need, it rolls into the general fund. In some cases like this, where there are funds available in significant amounts that can be rolled forward and not go just to general fund surplus, because absent action, it would actually go into defund surplus, but appropriating it to the in this case to the bridge unassigned allows them to carry that forward for 2026 projects. And that can be for a number of reasons. It could be just didn't get to it, but if that's the case, if we didn't get to a specific project, it normally has a reason. For two out of the past 4 years, it's been because we've been tied up with floods and other things. So we didn't finish those projects. We carried the money forward to handle others. So generally, looking through all these transfers, that's what they are. You know, if you chose not to, it would just roll into defund surplus.
For the new legislators,
D is.
Oh, sorry. Yep. Yeah. Sorry. Defund is your machinery fund.
Defund, we would take it away.
Yeah, I didn't think about that. Sorry, I've been here too long. The A fund is your general fund. So most of the time we're talking about general fund, which is your A fund. Your D fund is your highway public works funds, specifically for roads, bridges. So we've done this a couple times. You know, it's not uncommon that this happens, that there's excess funds to be able to roll in. The goal is to utilize that for projects for 2026, not just keep the money rolling, but to actually complete the projects in the coming year.
So are there any questions on that transfer? We have a motion and a second. Oh, I need a motion.
Motion.
A second.
All right, we have a motion and a second. Any other questions? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Carries. All right, next item. Sorry about that.
Requesting authorization to transfer $966,000 from the bridge unassigned to 2026 bridge project funds.
Motion, Pelham.
Thank you. Second. All right, so, and this is in line with the other. Now we're taking the unassigned bridge money and assigning it to specific project funds.
Correct. Correct.
Which bridge is this going to, Todd?
This is multiple bridges for our 26 season.
Okay.
And for newer legislators, in the coming months, normally February, March, Eric and Todd will bring the list of those projects to committee.
That'll be all our capital projects for the year.
All right. Are there any other questions? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Carries. Next.
C is requesting authorization to transfer $39,904.23 from repair maintenance county salt storage to salt buildings 6251 capital project. This account, they give us $40,000 a year. We had some leftover money, but we didn't have time to go out to bid. Woodhall Salt Barn and the Bridge Shop Salt Barn are in need of repairs, but we have to put a bid together to get the materials because it's over $10,000. So we're asking to transfer that in so we can complete those projects.
These aren't new buildings. They're just being repaired.
Roof repairs.
Yeah. Okay.
All right. We'll entertain a motion.
I'll move it.
Second.
Are there any other questions? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Carries.
D is requesting authorization to transfer $955,319.55 from the 2025 riprap ditches slopes to the 2026 riprap ditches slopes. This is going to be used for the flood repairs from the flood of August of 24. You guys made a motion to give us $1 million, and we finished up the 21 project, started in late in December with the 24 repairs, and this will carry over so we can keep working through the winter and spring and into next year.
Now, when these projects are done, they will we'll be able to get this money back in FEMA.
These are reimbursements. Yep. And New York State did kick in 12.5%. So
okay,
that was a bonus that they just announced.
Just so the new legislators know, we have to take our own money and do the improvements that FEMA approved, and then we get reimbursed afterwards.
Yeah,
that's part of this project.
Not to belabor that, but for those that read the comptroller's report, they, and I didn't know this, notated Ms. Fitzpatrick's response. I don't know if you caught that, and said, well, the county got FEMA money. Well, we did not get, you don't get the whole amount. You get a percentage of the amount, mostly 80 to 90%, depending upon what the state does. And you still, they failed to mention, you still have to front the money. We're still waiting on a lot of money for new reimbursement. Right.
That's why a strong financial position is important, not that New York would know. So we don't have a motion yet. Motion?
Motion.
A second.
All right, we have a motion and a second. Any other questions? All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Carries.
Authorization to transfer $192,097 from flood 821 accounts to flood 824 accounts. December, we finished up the very last project of 21 floods. We had the $192,000 left over, and we're asking that to go into the 24 floods to keep repairs going.
Motion.
Thank you.
I'll second.
All right, we have a motion and a second. Are there any questions? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Carries.
We'll move to the landfill. Commercial demolition request, Village of Bath. Jack has this information.
Yeah, I can handle that. Emailed it to you all last week. We have received a request as per your policy adopted last October for commercial demos. The Village of Bath is looking for essentially waiver of the cost of 330 tons of municipal C&D, construction and debris material. That is $30. The municipal C&D rate at the landfill is $30 a ton. So the equivalent amount is $9,900. And per your policy, if approved, we would transfer that amount from the Economic Development Fund to the landfill to cover the tip fee amount. This would be the one project for 2026. If approved, it's less than $50,000, so it qualifies. The one last thing, and it, in my opinion, doesn't need to stop your approval process, but before we formally can accept it, they have to show proof of ownership. I have not seen that yet. That's just the final step. And this would then go to, if approved by this committee, it would go to the Finance Committee, and that's it.
Now, this is our policies, one commercial property per year.
With
right?
A cat with a maximum of $50,000 in
cap.
Yep.
Okay.
I had encouraged them to get us the paperwork last year, but they just didn't get it around.
So this takes care of 26 then?
Correct.
This is not left over from 25.
Correct.
This is, so there won't be any other commercial for the 26
if
year.
If any submitted, I would have to communicate that the legislature, if approved, the legislature has already allocated their 2026 commercial demo project.
I just wanted to bring that up. Yep. That's all.
Okay. And if they don't provide proofs, I'm cautious of dedicating this money to them when they cannot provide proof of ownership. So if we do that now and they don't, and somebody else comes in with a project that's worthy, is that going to hold up that project?
I haven't heard of any other projects. I would say certainly your motion could be conditioned upon demonstrating proof of ownership. And it just, if until we receive that, it sits there. And then if something came in the meantime, I'd certainly let you know. I haven't heard of another one, but maybe there is something out there. But I, if it came up, I could let you know.
Shannon.
I don't. Why would we approve this if you don't even know if they own it?
They advise they may have, they may already own it. They have not provided us documentation, but they have told us that they are in the process of getting title.
They have made the
required even.
They made the request and they have been working on this since what, Nick, September, October timeframe. The owner of the building is donating it to them. So I don't know if the paperwork is not done or what the scoop is.
I'd
as
make
long
a,
as it's on condition of.
Yeah.
I'd make a motion to do it, giving them 90 days to provide proof of ownership.
That works for me. Do we have a second?
I'll second that.
All right. Are there any other questions or comments? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed?
Me.
I'll vote in favor. So it carries. Thank you.
Okay, we have bids and contracts. Do you want to do this as a group or individual?
Probably group.
Group.
I could do A through F. I'd like to hold G out separate.
Okay.
Deal.
All right. A is Fisher Associate Engineering Extension. They're doing the designs of the 26 bridges in our FEMA work. Marketing a scrap metal, tin bales. We recommend awarding to the highest bidder, Wiseman Shredding, based on the line items. C is oxygen acetylene. We recommend awarding to the lowest bidder, Bradley Supply, based on the lowest line items and availability. D, crane rental services, the general bridge service division. We recommend awarding to multiple bidders based on the lowest line item and availability. E, crane rental services for the precast concrete box culverts. We recommend awarding to multiple bidders based on the lowest line item and availability. And F is the refurbishment of the Elgin compactor. We recommend awarding to the lowest bidder, Bachman Services, in the amount of $85,617.
Motion.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Are there any other questions? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Carries. Now, code enforcement services.
We recommend approving the code enforcement service agreement with Chuck Cagle for January 1st, 2026 through December 31st, 2026.
Move it.
Second for discussion.
Okay, please.
Well, there's been issues with Mr. Cagle in the past that we brought in front of the committee. I'm hesitant. Did we approach any other, or did we put out an RFP or anything for this service, or we're just going on and rubber stamping this again?
Not yet.
We have not done another RFP. Now, there's few players. We certainly could do that. There's few licensed code enforcement officers in the county that have capacity. So that's the concern. And now we have the towns of Addison, Campbell, and now Tuscarora as well that we have to cover.
I feel probably since, you know, at this late juncture, we have to have somebody. So I guess I would keep my second in there with just with the stipulation that, you know, if we have 30 days, we can take his contract away with 30 days notice. And if there's any shenanigans, I'm going to push to move for that. And that I feel we should next year put out some sort of a RFP or something to see if we can get other.
Yeah, we certainly have, I believe the standard contract is 90-day termination or six. I can't recall off the top of my head. But if you make a motion with 30, we can have that. We can have that included. And then, yes, we could do that.
Okay. Is that, yes, Shannon?
I agree with what he's saying, but I do have to say that probably 70% of the people that come to me with complaints, it is about him. And I brought it up last year, and I'm kind of disappointed that nobody put it out there for other people that could be interested. I don't think we should just be reinstating him.
We need to reinstate him now, though, for services that are needed, or can we wait?
We would I would recommend that we would, because certainly, especially if it was just Addison, I'd say we could probably get by. Eric is code certified, so in a pinch, he could do that. But obviously, we want him running.
We want him doing his job,
right?
Not
but certainly, we could. You could do a 2-month extension, and we could, if you'd rather do that, and we could issue an RFP or however you'd like to approach it.
So you're suggesting a 2-month extension of his old contract rather than a new one?
Some extension of some kind, whether it's a year extension with a 30-day out, and then we RFP at some point this year, or you have the ability to extend for whatever time, a few months.
Okay.
And
you have the ability to extend based on the current contract?
Yes.
If we put it up for RFP, we have the possibility of that.
Right. So why not extend it for a quarter and do the RFP process?
Mm-hmm. What's the committee's pleasure? Mike, did you have a comment?
Oh, I just want to say I agree with Nick. I think there's other code enforcers in the county that would be interested to put it out there. So I would agree with you.
All right. So did you want to?
I'm good. Well, Scott, like Scott said, to do the quarter extension and put it out.
So that's
what we get.
Then it,
do we need to put, did they, there is a motion and a second. Can we just amend it?
If Mr.
give you enough time though, Jack.
What's that? a quarter would give us enough time.
Okay.
If Mr. Nichols and Mr. Pelham are willing to amend their motion to reflect that, then yes.
I'll amend my motion.
I'll amend my second.
Perfect. Are there any other questions or comments? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? All right. Carried. Any new business?
Motion to adjourn.
Well, wait 1 second.
Not fast enough, Nick.
Commissioner wanted me to give you a bit of information about the winter salt. Mr. Bennett and Eric had a conversation a little earlier about the fact that we're getting our salt from American Rock Salt in Mount Morris this year, and we are seeing some delays getting orders in. Mm-hmm. So just kind of an example, if we order in 400 tons, they usually bring about 100 tons. There might be a day or two lag. We get another truck, maybe two, and it goes on until the order's executed. But just so that if anybody's asking, there is some delays. He also wanted me to talk about, just so that you had a little bit of background, we got the ice storm on December 26th, and we battled that steadily until the 28th. We used 1,350 tons of salt. That was approximately $71,000. We used 2,930 tons of sand, about $27,000. We logged 926 hours in the plow trucks for our employees. And there's an accounting format that goes through finance that cost you about $37,000 on paper. We also had pickup trucks with supervisors in them with the front plows. They had 177 hours in those. That was worth about $2,100. We used the loaders to load the salt out. There was 50.5 hours. That was $1,700 worth of log time. Employee time, we had 1,340 hours of labor against that storm. That cost $60,300. So effectively, fighting that storm from the 26th to the 28th cost about $200,000.
Wow.
So just so you guys have some knowledge on kind of these big storms that pop up on us, it gets real expensive real fast.
Doesn't the ice storms, aren't they worse, really?
Absolutely. I'd take a foot of snow over a quarter inch of ice any day.
Yeah, because the snow you plow it off, it's gone.
Yep, and with the temperatures coming up, we'll probably get some ice tomorrow in the afternoon. The ground's froze. It takes a while for it to unthaw, so we'll be fighting ice tomorrow until the temps come up.
It's a lot more expensive to fight ice than it is a snowstorm.
And we just wanted to give a shout out to the guys. They dedicated a lot of their time. Very, very tricky situation on the ice with the guys. We only had one problem out there, and the truck slid off to the shoulder. Wrecker pulled it back up on. No damage. We were able to get right out on beat again with it. So these guys do an amazing job out there for us, and we just wanted to acknowledge them too.
And the roads, I thought the roads, you got them back in shape relatively good. You know, the roads were reasonable soon.
That was a tough storm. Yep.
It was.
Jeff.
Todd, I just wanted to say thanks, even though I'm sure Lisa helped you with all of that.
I wrote that myself.
All joking aside, I wanted to, I've been here 6 years, but from being the town supervisor, I understand that. But breaking that storm down like that of cost is great for anyone, you know, that doesn't, they think of, because all people think of is the hours in the truck, yeah. You know, overtime hours or whatever. People think of the salt and sand is like we don't, you know, pay for it. Like when residents think, like you just said, you know, I mean, $60,000 in, you know, sand and salt in one storm. You know, people don't. So breaking that down that way, that was great, guys.
Thank you.
Todd, didn't American Salt run out of salt last year?
Yes. And
are you worried about that?
I am. Supplies are not great up there. They've cut a lot of their private contractors off or back immensely. Just from the municipal side, they're barely keeping up with New York State counties and towns that they service.
What do we do if they run out?
Pray.
Well, do we have
we're under contract with.
Well, if they don't have it, it doesn't do you any good.
Now, last year, Erie County ended up getting salt delivered in on barge and trucked in, and they paid over $100 a ton to have salt because they just couldn't get any. So they made a decision to buy elsewhere, which we could, but it's going to be very expensive. We had Cargill salt last year out of Lansing, which they didn't miss a beat. They have plenty of supply, but they didn't win the OGS bid.
Sure.
Reason, they're just not mining enough.
They're at the back of the mine, and everything's got to come by conveyor to the front. It's a lot harder to get out. They're not towards the front of the cut, so I don't know why they're not working.
Saturday on 390, they're about 30%. Pile what they used to be.
They said they're working 7 days a week. It's mandatory.
Yeah.
So that's their employees are facing, you know, basically you're working every day is what we've been told.
Mike.
So given that Cargill didn't win, you can't use Cargill even if you.
We can petition New York State to try to get us in there, but I've called a couple times over other things and basically they tell us contract's the contract.
Yeah, and there are some provisions because that is a life safety issue, salting roads, that if we really ran into or were approaching something catastrophic, we could work with Tim and do emergency purchases and those sort of things, which gives us flexibility. It might require declaring a state of emergency, but if things got, obviously we can't be without salt. If things got really dire, we do have some extraordinary levers, but we could make sure that, you know, we have enough.
We were hopeful that Cargill was going to win this year, but we're directing the shops every time they can get 2 to 3 trucks in. So that's small order comparatively, but that just keeps us, our name rotating through. So we keep getting trickles in.
Right.
So hopefully the winter lets up a little bit on us.
Well, we at committee level and at the legislative level are very grateful for the work you do. We are very lucky to have the infrastructure that we have, and you guys do a great job maintaining it. So please, thank you, and pass that word along.
We appreciate it. Thank you.
And as a car wash owner, salt is important.
I love salt. for the shop. Please go salt the roads again, would you? All right.
Yeah.
Is there any other committee business?
Motion to adjourn.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. All in favor?
All right.
Any opposed? We are adjourned.
I can give them their sand back.